mice could hold the key to stem cell research. Scientists have turned skin cells in mice into stem cells. If it works in humans, it could be a big deal for stem cell research, research that could find a cure for illnesses such as diabetes and Parkinson's. And it would bypass a hot bioethical debate using human embryos for that research. Meanwhile, the House votes today on freeing up more money for human embryo research. NPR science correspondent Joe Palca joins us now with all these details. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Madeline.
First, Joe, tell us about this new research. Scientists were actually able to turn skin cells into stem cells?
That's right. Turns out that some earlier work showed that there were some genes that seem to control the fate of cells in terms of whether they can be like embryonic stem cells. And you remember, embryonic stem cells are those cells that can turn into any cell in the body. And so after experimenting with a bunch of different genes, some scientists in Japan found four that seemed to do the trick, that seemed to transform an adult cell into a cell that behaved a lot more like an embryonic stem cell. And now there's a series of papers coming out today that have replicated that and shown that, yes, indeed, these stem cells are, even though they came from skin cells, they're indistinguishable from embryonic stem cells that were derived from embryos.
So the idea being that any old cell on any part of your body could become a stem cell.
Right. That's the cool thing, because right now, the way they get embryonic stem cells is they take them from an early developing embryo. And of course, that's not such a problem for most people when you're talking about mice or pigs or something like that. But when you're talking about a human embryo, destroying a human embryo, that's the problematic part that's made this such a controversial issue.
So what does it mean then if this research comes out saying, well, we can use skin cells maybe sometime in the future? What does it mean then for the debate over embryonic?
Well, I mean, it short circuits it. It's really amazing. People who are very, very much opposed to this research as it exists today and say, you know, we just can't go forward with it at all because it means destroying an embryo, and aren't even happy with President Bush's decision to allow some limited federal funding for embryonic stem cell research. Those same people now say, I don't see a problem. It's not the cells we object to, the embryonic stem cells. It's not them that give us a moral problem. It's the way they're obtained. And if you can obtain them without destroying an embryo, well, that argument goes away for most people.
But the problem is, Jeff, I understand it, that these are mice skin cells,
right?
Not human skin cells.
Right. So, well, Madeline, you've hit on an extremely important point, and it is not trivial to say that mice are not humans. And the things that they did to make these mice cells turn into embryonic stem cells would not work in humans. They already know that these particular genes are not the ones that are going to need to be switched on in human embryonic stem cells. But also, the way they did it, they used various techniques of infecting them with viruses and turning on certain genes that you wouldn't want turned on because they're actually causing cancer. But they say, okay, can we do it at all? Now they've shown they can do it at all, and then the trick is, well, can we apply it to humans, and can we make it safe in humans? And that's huge. It's a huge challenge. Might come soon, might not, but it would be wrong to think that this is one step away from being the breakthrough that people are hoping for.
NPR's Joe Palca, thank you very much.
You're welcome.